Morning, good morning. Back to Hip Hop Room. You know what it is. It's your boy Mickey Bundles. You know what I mean? Our last subject we was touching on was about new rappers. You know, still want to know in your town, in your city, who's up and coming. You know, who got some smoke. You know what I mean? We just played you some Big East, Juice, Rick Martin. Shout out to Big East. You know what I mean? All y'all rappers, y'all send up y'all music, man. We played on the show. Well, that's what we do here. You know what I mean? But that was the last subject about up-and-coming rappers, you know, how y'all feel about certain things or whatever, you know. But right now, this next subject we're going to touch on, I've been having a lot of talk about this lately. Is this true? Do YouTube run the rap game? Because it seems like everything is centered around YouTube nowadays. I was having a talk with somebody recently, and they were saying how if you ain't got millions of views on YouTube, like, you really don't matter, because that's the first thing people look at when they look at music now. They go to your videos on YouTube. If you don't have a certain amount of views or whatever, or comments and likes, like, you ain't popping. But what YouTube really got to do with the hip-hop game? I mean, somewhere to see videos, but other than that, like, it's crazy right now. Like, how y'all feel about that? Do YouTube run the music industry right now? Is everything centered around YouTube? You know, and what's the term YouTube rapper? I hear that a lot too. Like, somebody let us know, what's a YouTube rapper? I have an idea, but I want to hear from y'all. What's a YouTube rapper? You know, like, some of these young artists that's up and coming, like, some of that, you know, they get a lot of slack from the older generations or just other people, period, because a lot of people can't take to their music. But it doesn't matter how good you think it is or how nice they is, they got millions of views on YouTube. And these kids play YouTube all day. So who can you tell a person like that? Do they really care if you call them a nice lyricist or if they corny rappers or whatever? Because they video got millions more than you do. So they feel cocky about that. So what could you really tell them? So we want to know today, like, you know, what's the part does YouTube play in today's music business, especially in the hip-hop game? You know, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And, we want to know who some of those rappers out there that's famous through YouTube. Does that necessarily mean they're going to be around for a long time, or are they just hot at the moment? You know what I'm saying? We want to know who some of those rappers that's out there. You know, because, you know, a lot of guys made it big for their video blowing up on YouTube, went viral. And, you know, you even got songs that's not even really rap songs. It's like parodies or comedy songs that millions of views on YouTube. Next thing you know, you hearing it on the radio. Well, these guys is doing walkthroughs, hosting shows, you know? That's how it became to this day. Is, you know, some of my older hip-hop heads, are y'all out there, are y'all adapting to that? Or that's something that you just feel you can't compete with? You know, because, you know, mind you, I've been doing my research. A lot of these younger kids, man, they got an advantage because they listen to YouTube all day. They all, especially some of these kids who don't pay a phone bill, who just got Wi-Fi. Once they on the Wi-Fi, they playing your songs all day. If they like an artist, especially someone their age, they giving them hundreds of views all day. My kids, if they like somebody, they gonna play their video all day on YouTube just to play the song and hear it. Their favorite artist is getting YouTube views, and nobody really buying music no more. They just pulling their video up on YouTube, plugging it to their speakers and jamming. I see my daughters do it all the time. My daughter's a big Dave East fan. Davies get hundreds of views from my daughter. That's all she really plays. She plays his videos. So I notice people that's older, they don't be on their phones, or they got other things to do in life to be on YouTube all day. So they don't really be on YouTube all day. So some of our favorite artists that we like, we're not going to give them views like the kids give their favorite artists. We'll check it out. We'll watch it a few times, but we're not going to be on it all day. So that's a lot of kind of difference now. So that's why it's kind of YouTube is a big factor right now in the music business. Y'all tell me what y'all think. A new music on the way. Stay tuned. Stick around. It's the Hip Hop Room with your boy Mickey Bundles. Salute. We back in the Hip Hop Room. Your boy Mickey Bundles. What's good on this Friday and this rainy Friday? We chilling. Look who stepped in the building. Sincere stepped in the building. He up now. Say hi, Sincere. He up now. Got my young man with me. The Hip Hop Room. We do it for the culture. You know what I mean? Today's subject, you know. We talk about new artists in the game, and we talking about YouTube. Like, what's the effect YouTube got on the hip-hop game right now? You know what I'm saying? And I want to hear, let us know who some of your favorite up-and-coming rappers, and who got that YouTube buzz, and does it matter Does YouTube really change the game? Is that the advantage the new generation have right now? More resources like YouTube? I'm like, what's going on? Talk to me. New music on the way, y'all. Check it out. Shout out to my man TL. TL Big Bro, K Top of the Line. About to blast off his new joint featuring Homie Hill. That's a I fucks with that. Salute to TL and the whole South Side. What's good? You know, let us know some of your favorite artists and send me some music, man. Hit me up. What's on the Hip Hop Room on this Friday? Salute. We back in the Hip Hop Room. That was just the Homie Top of the Line with that new joint. Is It Real? Shout out to the boy Homie Hill. Shout out to Queens. What up? Yeah, so we touching on today YouTube. Does YouTube run the rap game? You know, how much factor does YouTube play in? And what's going on out there? Like, we always want to keep our ear to the streets. You know, who's the up and coming, who's hot. But right now, does it matter? Like, YouTube, that's the first thing people do is go to YouTube to check out the numbers. They don't even check out the talent or check out, you know, how good of a rapper somebody is. I mean, eventually you could tell, but YouTube is the first thing that figures, you know? How many views you got in? Comments, likes, shares. We want to know. Because it was for YouTube, we probably heard of a lot of dudes. But, you know, shout out to a lot of dudes out there doing their thing. Lil Pump got that Gucci Gang joint. You know what I mean? He tearing up YouTube. 21 Savage. Dudes like that. Cardi B. You know, they YouTube sensations, you know? But they making a music career. From YouTube, they getting record deals and all that. Even parodies and comedy type songs is getting, you know, publicity and all that. Hearing it on the radio, seeing these dudes on TV and all that, you know? So how much, you know, YouTube is running the music business right now? Am I right? This is what they basing the numbers off of. This is how people is getting deals. You know, you could have the most ratchetest video, but it got millions of views, you might get a record deal. You could have a million, you know, 14-year-olds making videos with guns and all that. It's going viral, going crazy. You know, this is a YouTube age, you know? So all my older artists out there, you know, this is not an era for that. You know, that's the advantage the younger generation got. Not that we competing or nothing, but that's the advantage they have right now. YouTube at their disposal. So you want to know. But if it wasn't for YouTube, we wouldn't find out about a lot of artists. So, you know, that's a blessing also. Like, I find out about a lot of artists I fuck with now, they music from YouTube. You know, because people, you could put your music on YouTube well as videos. You know, look at the web series. The web series, that's their only... Like, most of them, the only avenue right now is YouTube to be seen, giving it away for free. You know, it's a gift and a curse. You know, shout out to Let's Go Web Series. Shout out to The Terms. Salute, Big D, Rob Black, what up? You know what I mean? Jay, what's good? From The Terms. Jay from Let's Go. Nigga Class, what up? Let's Go Web Series, check them out. Check out The Terms. That's my home right there. No, I got the last of the real web series popping off, coming to YouTube. So that's like a blessing, but how much does YouTube really play, you know, play in the music business right now? Shout out to all the up-and-coming artists that's out there doing their thing. Can't deny them. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Migos. You know? Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She dropped. She killed the tube. Her videos, millions of views on YouTube. Shout out to, you know, Drake dropped. You know how it go. YouTube could hurt you and it could also, you know, hinder you. But you know, you got some of them young artists out there, you know, like Designer, you know, he had millions of views on YouTube. Just his song alone before he even made a video for Panda. The song was on YouTube blowing. That's where everybody was going to get it at, that Panda joint. So, you know, it helps, you know. YouTube helps, you know, it also could hinder. But that's the age we're in right now, so you got to take advantage of it, you know. The technology have changed the game, and we got to adjust to it, you know what I mean. So shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing, though. You know, salute, let us know, you know. Who's right now got your ear? Who's got your ear listening, up and coming? And who's out there, period? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Mickey Bundles in the Hip Hop Room. New music on the way. Stay tuned. We back to Hip Hop Room in the building. It's the Young God Sincere. What's up, Sincere? Say what's up to the world. On this Friday, reporting live from Brooklyn, NY to be exact. Shout out to all my Brooklyn heads out there. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Sugar Bang Bang. What's good? Y'all check him out. My name Sugar Bang Bang. True Wu-Tang affiliate. You already know Bang. What's good? Shout out to everybody out there that's doing their numbers. Lounge Low. What's good? Cap. What's good? Shout out to my... What up, Flush? You know, everybody that I fuck with, Smith & Wesson. What up? You know what I mean? alumni right there. Shout out to AZ. You know what I mean? Give a shout out to Drink Champs too, Nori. Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? We the hip hop culture. You know, you gotta be flexible, not just a rapper. You gotta have brands and flip it. You know? But we talking about today, the YouTube generation. But it's more, you know, YouTube off a lot. You got web series, like I said. You got shows. Like, what's some of your favorite shows? Like, I watch Drink Champ Salute, The Breakfast Club, Rap Radar Podcast on all of that. You know what I mean? So it's at your disposal to make it what it is, you know? Real talk. Well, shout out Shot Skills, what's good? Onyx, what up? You know, I shout out all my legends, all my veterans, salute, like I said, but it's about the new cats, you know, we got to show them the way, salute to them, that's out there doing it, all my new cats, you know what I mean, my man, Fufa Mayor got the new joint, new video out, 333, check that out, salute to Fufa Mayor, Brown, salute to them, you know what I mean, Big East got the influential LP out right now, check them out on all your outlets. Shout out to Big East. Wanna shout out my dude Ollie, what's good? You know what I mean? Shout out Cash Millie, got that joint on. Y'all can go on YouTube, check that out too. It's called Hunter, featuring my dude Young Joey. Y'all can go get that, it's out there. Cash Millie doing his thing, you know? EY representative. Right, sincere, shout out to Millie. Today, shout out to my cousin. Word up. Wanna shout out everybody, Bango, what's good? You know what I mean? Reborn for life. Know how we do it in the hip hop room, man. New music, y'all send it to me, man. We preview it on the show on this Friday with my young man doing what we do, right, son? Tell me, a lot of music out there that's bubbling. You know, I'm biased to the, you know, East New York for life, BK, NYC, but everywhere, whole country, check in, holla at me. You know what I mean? Who I'm forgetting that's out there that's got my ear, I'll be bubbling, listening to. Especially young. Let me see, there's a lot of young talent out there, man. Jux Diamonds, what's good, my dude? Bang K Fam, gotta check them. Dro Pesci, what up? Salute. Monster Nation, you know what I mean? Pressure De Niro, what's good? Stills, what's good? ENY Connection. I'm gonna give a shout out to General DV Christ, what's good? Danger, Wagwan Danger. You know, there's a lot of people out there that's preserving the culture, doing their thing. Check them brothers out. All my new artists that's out there, you know what I mean? Salute. Keep it going. You know what I mean? Shout out to Harlem. Dipset back at it. Shout out to them. You know what I mean? I want to shout out my man Taheem Commodore too, man. He got Instagram on fire. He a funny dude, man. Shout out to Taheem, man. Y'all check out his, if y'all ain't seen his Instagram videos, he's a funny dude, man. Shout out to Taheem Commodore, man. Enough success, my dude. He doing his thing on the gram. Well, funny dude, man. He need to be on. Nick Cannon, put him on Wildin' Out, man. He deserve that spot, man. Shout out to the hip-hop culture, NYC, worldwide. Y'all know how we do on this Friday, man. New music bumping off. Stay tuned. About to blast off some new joints today. You know what I mean? Salute.